Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们先读一点圣经。
Let's read some verses from the scripture.
路加福音第一章。
Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 1.
我们请看第三十八节。
Verse 38.
路加福音第一章三十八节。
Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 38.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。
Then Mary said, Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
再请看四十六一直到五十五节。
And then now let's look at verse 46 through 55.
四十六节，玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大。”这个心啊，不是我们心脏的心，在原文是魂。我魂尊主为大。
Verse 46, and Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." In a Chinese translation, it says heart, but it is actually the soul.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。
For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant, for behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed.
那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。
And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation.
他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。
He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts.
他叫有权柄的失位，叫卑贱的升高。
He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly.
叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the riches he has sent away empty.
他扶助了他的仆人以色列。
He has helped his servant Israel.
为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，施怜悯直到永远。正如从前对我们列祖所说的话。
In remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把你的话摆在你的脚前。
Lord, we place your words before your feet.
求主用圣灵吹气在你的话上。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit breathe upon the words.
求主用宝血为说话的、翻译的、听话的都划定界限。
Lord, we pray that your precious blood draws the line for the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening.
求主赦免我们的罪恶过犯。
Lord, please forgive our sins.
除去我们心中的帕子。
To take away the veil in our heart.
好叫我们能够听见。能够看见你和你的工作。
So that we can see and we can hear your work.
我们求你从宝座供应给我们。
Pray that you provide for us from your throne.
求主圣灵充满说话的、翻译的和听话的。
Pray that your Holy Spirit fills the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening.
让我们说话的、翻译的、听话的一同来承受你的供应。
So that the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening can be filled with your supply.
我们一同等候在你的面前。
We together wait before you.
我们求你给我们每一个在你面前的人都听到你自己向我们说话的声音。
We pray that all of us who are before you can hear your own words.
求你智慧和启示的灵大大的充满我们。
Pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation be filled in us.
叫我们从你那里得着第一手的启示。
So that we can receive the revelation first-handed from you.
叫我们的认识 不是仅出于人，乃是真正从你那里得着你的启示。
So that our understanding is not from men, but it is a revelation from you.
主耶稣，我们无依无靠地向你仰望。
Lord, we helplessly come before you and look upon you.
在人不能，在你凡事都能。
It is impossible with men, but all things are possible with you.
你若不施恩，我们就不能有什么得着。
If you do not provide mercy, then we cannot have anything.
你若不做工，我们的聚集就成为枉然。
If you do not do your work, then our gathering is in vain.
求你纪念这一点的时间。
Lord, we pray that you honor this time.
不止我们需要遇见你。
Not only do we need to meet you.
我们要求你纪念，在永世里面来纪念这个时间。
We pray that you remember this time in eternity.
让我们能够有个机会被你称赞。
So that we can have the opportunity to be praised by you.
求你按照我们的光景，按照我们的需要，按照你的旨意，将你的话从宝座倾倒下来。
Lord, we pray that according to our state, according to our needs, according to your will, you pour down your words from the throne.
求你堵住我们的破口。
Pray that you stop any gaps.
求你捆绑恶者一切的打仗。
You bound the Satan from distracting us.
为教会穿上全副的军装。
To arm the church with your armor.
好叫仇敌在教会没有机会。
So that the enemy has no chance here.
叫我们能够真正的遇见你，也俯伏在你的面前。
So that we can truly meet you and bow down before you.
我们谢谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们不管是从主的话，或者是从世界能够看到的情况。
Whether it is from the Lord's words or from this world.
我们知道世界的历史或者宇宙的历史，它的中心就是耶稣基督。
We know the focal point of history of the universe is Lord himself.
如果世界的历史宇宙的历史它的中心是耶稣基督。
If Lord Jesus Christ is the focal point of history of the universe.
那我们的生命我们的生活它的中心是不是也应该是耶稣基督？
Then the focal point of our life should it also be Lord Jesus Christ.
整个时间是一个有限的时间。
Time is limited.
这个时间里面所发生的许许多多的事情。
All these things that are happening in time.
它给我们看到有两个焦点。
It shows us that there are two focal points.
一个焦点就是耶稣基督他第一次来。
Lord, the first one is Lord Jesus Christ, the first time he came.
就是他道成肉身。
And that is when he came in flesh.
第二个焦点就是他在第二次来。
The second focal point is his second coming.
他第二次来就不但把国度带进来。
The second time he comes, not only will he bring the kingdom.
他第二次来也把未来的勇士要带进来。
The second time when he comes, he will also bring eternity with him.
所以如果我们能够看懂这一点，
If we can understand this,
你就发现我们现在活在这个时间里面，
Then you will see now we're living in this time.
不是没有意义的，
It is not meaningless.
不是吃吃喝喝等死，
It is not to eat and drink and wait for death.
啊，我们常常是吃喝等死。
Oftentimes we just eat, drink, and wait to die.
不只是没有信主人常常这样。
Not only are those non-believers like this.
信主人也常常是落在这样的情况。
Even the believers often fall into this state.
好像我们的盼望就是等死。
It is as if our hope is waiting to die.
不是。
That is not so.
你的盼望就是等候主。
Your hope is to wait for the Lord.
我记得我刚得救一年多的时候。
I remember about a year after I was saved.
我经历非常多的神迹奇事。
I have experienced many, many miracles.
我被圣灵大大的充满。
I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，我总觉得有一个缺憾。
But I felt something was missing.
我不知道人生的目标、目的在哪里。
I do not know what is the purpose, the goal of life.
虽然我已经信了主。
Even though I already believed.
我祷告主常常听。
I prayed and the Lord often answered my prayers.
我也常常聚会。
And I often go to gatherings.
我也 能够尽量摆上都摆上。
And I would put much before the Lord.
但是我就是觉得不知道往哪里去。
But I felt like I did not know where I was going.
而且我的那个生活的方式呢，已经不同于没有信主的时候。
My way of living was different from when I was a non-believer.
我没有信主的时候，我做我的主人。
When I was a non-believer, I was my own Lord.
但事实上，其实我自己根本没有本事做我的主人。
But in actuality, I have no way of being my own Lord.
事实上是死和罪做我的主人。
In actuality, it was death and sin that was my Lord.
但是我以为我是做我的主人。
But I thought I was my own Lord.
我想怎样就怎样。
I can do whatever I want.
我爱怎么做就怎么做。
However I like to do it, that's how I would do it.
我想怎么样好就是那样去做。
Whatever I thought was good, I would do it.
但是从来没有得到属天的满足过。
But I would never have the heavenly satisfaction.
但是我信主的时候。
But when I believed.
主让我尝到那个属天的满足。
The Lord allowed me to taste the heavenly satisfaction.
那个属天的喜乐。
The heavenly joy.
那有一种喜乐会让你跳起来，对吧？
There's a type of joy that would make you jump up.
这里那个玛利亚哈，她说我的灵快乐。
Here, Mary said, "My soul rejoices."
这快乐不是普通的快乐。
This rejoicing is not a normal type of happiness.
这快乐是在灵里面的。
This joy is in the soul, is in the spirit.
但这快乐是会跳的。
This joy can it will make you jump.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你一生当中经过几次那种快乐哈，会让你跳起来。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how many times you've experienced a type of joy.
你从里面跳。
You're jumping from inside.
一直到你外面跳。
And it comes out from in the outside.
我得救时就经历到这个。
When I was saved, that's what I experienced.
但是经历虽然经历。
But even though I experienced it.
还是不知道往哪里去。
I still didn't know where I was going.
另外就是因为我愿意顺服主。
And on the other hand, because I was willing to obey the Lord.
那我做事情的决定的方式呢，就常常去寻求主。
So the way I would decide things, I would often seek after the Lord.
当我刚开始寻求主的时候，我在学习那样怎么样寻求主的时候。
At first, when I was beginning to learn how to seek after the Lord.
虽然不是百分之百每一次都对。
Even though I was not correct 100% of the time.
但是我很多次寻求到主的带领。
But many times I would find the way of the Lord's will.
我逐渐能够分别的出来说，哎，这个是这件事情呢，有主有带领我；那件事情呢，我没有主的，走在主的带领底下。
And gradually I was able to distinguish between things that the Lord guided me and those that I did not have the Lord's presence with me.
所以本来是一个以自己做中心的。
So before I was one who was centered on myself.
本来是就是好像世界上人怎么样，我就是那个样子。
Before whatever the worldly people did, that is how I behaved.
那现在呢，就学习去跟随主的带领。
And now I'm learning how to follow the Lord.
那真的经历主很经历很多。
And I truly experienced the Lord much.
但是呢，还是不知道为什么。
But I don't know why.
不知道生命的方向在哪里。
I don't know where's the direction of life.
我不知道为什么活在这个地上。
I don't know why I lived in this world.
我不知道为什么要信耶稣。
I don't know why I needed to believe in Lord Jesus.
当然，罪得赦免是个事实。
Of course, the sin being forgiven is a fact.
罪的赦免叫我们里面释放了。
The forgiveness of sin frees us from inside.
这个没有疑问。
There's no doubt about it.
但是好像少了什么东西。
But something was still missing.
方向就是没有人生的方向。
I was without direction in life.
所以你要知道哈，如果这个你是一个没有主见的人哈，你大概不会，就说你大概没什么疑问，你知道。
If you're not a very opinionated person, then perhaps you don't have many questions.
但是你如果是一个喜欢筹划、喜欢思考、喜欢在那里安排事情，或者你有你认为你自己的长处的人。
But if you are one who likes to plan, who likes to think, who likes to have an opinion.
从以自己做中心到以神为中心，你就遇到一个很大的矛盾在你身上。
Then as you go from being yourself being the center to the Lord being the center, you will encounter a big problem.
所以我有一段时间我一直在想说，我这样的生活到底对还是不对啊？
So for a very long time, I thought the way I am living is that right?
我到底应不应该还继续下去？
Should I continue?
主在我以他做中心寻求带领的时候，给我的那个经历是没有办法否认的。
The Lord, as He allowed me to experience Him when I put Him as the focal point of my life, that is without a doubt.
但我实在不知道前途在哪里。
But I did not know where is the future.
我不知道人为什么要活着。
I did not know why man has to live.
所以我得救了一段时间以后，我就开始问这个问题。
Therefore, after I was saved for a while, I began to ask this question.
我说主啊，我为什么要信耶稣啊？
I said, Lord, why do I need to believe in Christ?
我也没有想要，我也没有想要罪恶赦免了。
I did not ask for my sin to be forgiven.
我没有，我没那么好哈。我自己发现我有罪，然后呢，我跑来求主耶稣赦免，我没那么好。
I was not as so good that I found that myself to be a sinful person, and I come and ask the Lord for forgiveness.
就是我连我得救一段时间之后，我连对罪的那个认识都还没什么认识。
Even after I was saved, I did not have a full recognition for sin.
所以我说主，我为什么要得救？
I said, Lord, why do I need to be saved?
为什么罪得赦免？
Why was my sin forgiven?
然后最麻烦的就是为什么我要顺从你的带领？
And the most problematic one, why do I have to be obedient to your guidance?
我又不是不会想。
I'm not one without thoughts.
我又是不会策划。
I'm not one who cannot plan.
我又不是比别人没有能力。
I'm not one who is lacking in ability.
如果要比诡诈，我们比别人还诡诈都有。
If you want to compare me in deceitfulness, I can be much more deceitful than others.
但为什么这些东西要摆下来？
But why do I have to put these things down?
我问了差不多有半年的时间。
I asked this question for about half a year.
我是给大家参考哈，这个经历让大家参考。
I want my experience to be a reference for you.
有些东西你在主面要经历是需要一点时间的。
Many things in order to experience before the Lord, you need time.
如果你不在乎这个问题哈，你不会有经历的。
If you do not care about this issue, then you will not have the experience.
我就是很在乎我所面对的状况。
I very much cared about the state that I was facing.
所以我前前后后为这个问题呢，大概花了半年的时间一直在那里对付。
Therefore, I spent about half a year dealing with this issue.
我最后有点耍赖了。
And then in the end, I was a bit shameless.
就是我已经不耐烦了，我还要再问，我不想问了。
I was very impatient. I did not want to continue to ask this question.
我就跟主讲说，你今天再不告诉我。
So I told the Lord, if you do not give me an answer today,
我不干了。
Then I won't do it anymore.
我不想再继续聚会了。
I don't want to continue to gather to go to gatherings.
我不想再花那么多时间了。
I don't want to spend so much time.
我现在走回头路还来得及。
I can still turn back. It's not too late.
神怜悯我。
God had mercy on me.
在那一天呢，就告诉我。
That day he told me.
他告诉我说，叫我不要被这个世界上面的一切的问题和需要捆绑。
He told me to not be bound by the problems of this world.
因为神拯救我们。
Because God saved us.
人的盼望。
Man's hope.
就是能够等候主的降临。
Man's hope is to wait for the Lord to come again.
在旧约的人等候主第一次来。
Those people in the Old Testament, they waited for the first coming.
当然他们也有一个看见，看到主第二次来的那个遥远的，就是前面的恩典。
Of course, they also had a vision. They saw the second coming of the Lord.
但是呢，他们是等候主第一次来。
But they were waiting for the first coming.
那然后等候呢，不是坐在那里等。
But waiting, you're not just sitting there and waiting.
等候呢，是这一个人要成为一个器皿，来预备迎接主的来。
To wait, you have to become a vessel that is prepared for God's coming.
神不是不要器皿。
The Lord is not, does not, he wants vessels.
神拣选亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
God chose Abraham and his descendants.
神用大能的手来引导以色列和以色列的历史。
The Lord used his mighty hand to guide Israel and the history of Israel.
就是在那里预备等候他的器皿出现。
He was waiting and preparing for his vessel to appear.
所以主耶稣第一次来所得到的器皿。
Therefore, Lord Jesus, the first time he came, the vessels he received.
他背后一定有一些属灵的特性在上面。
Behind those, there are some spiritual characteristics.
因为他有那些特性，以至于神的工作能够借着他们能够成就。
Because he has those characteristics, God's work can be fulfilled through him.
所以主耶稣能够照着神所预定的到那个时候来。
And Lord Jesus can come according to God's plan.
今天我们等候主第二次来。
Today we are waiting for the Lord's second coming.
虽然我们跟第一次来有些不一样。
Even though it is a little different from the first coming.
但是呢，许多器皿的属灵的特性呢，还是一样。
But the spiritual characteristics of the Lord's instruments are the same.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
Therefore, we need the Lord to help us.
到底人生的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose, the goal of life?
我可以跟弟兄姊妹交通我的经历。
I can have fellowship with you about my own experience.
或者主在我身上的带领。
Or the guidance the Lord had on me.
或者主给我的启示。
Or the revelation the Lord has given me.
但是我没有办法叫他成为你的第一手的人。
But I cannot let that become your first-hand experience.
但是如果我们在主面前认真。
However, if we are serious before the Lord.
如果这真是主的心意。
If this is truly the Lord's will,
求主把同样的启示放在我里面。
Then we ask the Lord to put the same revelation in my heart.
你会发现，如果你对准了主的旨意，你很多问题就自然就解决。
You will see that if you are lined up with the Lord's will, then many problems will resolve itself.
如果你没有对准主。
If you're not lined up to the Lord,
就你就一直在那里转，一直在那里转
，and you're just turning，
就不能明白
，then you do not understand。
我感谢主，他给我这样的带领。
I thank the Lord that He has given me such guidance。
那我发现呢，这些等候预备主来的人
，and I realize that those people who wait for the Lord's coming，
他们的确是以主做他们的中心。
They truly have the Lord as the focus of their life.
那这个玛利亚来看的话
，If we look at Mary,
非常的稀奇。圣经从字面上就让我们看见。
Amazingly, the scripture from the words allows us to see.
它是灵魂身体是完全预备。
It allows us to see that she was spirit, her spirit, her soul, and her body were fully ready.
你知道她要接受天使所告诉她的那个信息。
You know, as she received the message from the angel,
她面临多大的危机。
What kind of danger she faced?
她的婚姻就没有了。
Her marriage was gone.
因为她还没有结婚就怀孕了。
Because she was pregnant before she was married.
她的名声可能就弄臭了。
Her reputation was ruined.
她的前途可能毁了。
And her future was devastated.
她要被人咒骂。
She would have been cursed by men.
说不定还要被人用石头打死。
And she might have even been stoned to death.
说不定她要被人孤立起来。
And she might have been isolated.
所以你知道他接受天使所传的信息他要成为主肉身的母亲不是一件小事情。
Therefore, you see, as she received the message from the angel that she was going to become the flesh mother of the Lord, that is not a small thing.
这不是一个戏剧化的东西。
This is not a dramatic event.
在他身上来讲的话可能他在地上的这生活上面临一个重大的危机啊。
For her, her life in this world was facing great danger.
我感谢主，玛利亚是一个认识主、认识神的人。
But thank the Lord, Mary is the one who knows God, who knows the Lord.
所以她说，情愿照主的话成就在我身上。
Therefore, she said, "Let it be to me according to your word."
所以他并不是在那个时间点才认识主。
Therefore, it was not at that moment that she knew the Lord.
她是一直在暗中活在主的面前。
She had always lived before the Lord in her hidden life.
而且她也对神的心意有深刻的认识。
And she had a deep understanding for God's will.
因为我们看到她听到主的话的时候，她都不断的在那里思考，反复的思想。
Because we see when she heard the Lord's words, she was constantly, she continuously thought.
所以这一个器皿是一个很特别的器皿。
Therefore, this instrument is a very special one.
因为像我们来讲的话，我没有信耶稣的时候，我以为那个信耶稣人都是不动脑筋的人。
Because if you think about it, before I believed, I thought those people who believed in the Lord are all people who are without thoughts. They don't think on their own.
那比较傻的人才信耶稣，那聪明人不会信耶稣的。
Of all those foolish ones would believe in Jesus, the smart ones do not.
这是我们没有信耶稣人对信耶稣的一种对信耶稣人的一种看法。
It is an attitude of non-believers towards believers.
另外呢，我们对于那些好像我们感觉比较爱主的人，也是有这样看法。
And we seem to have similar thoughts towards those who love the Lord much.
他一定是不太会想的人，所以他还那么爱主。
Because he is one without his own thoughts, that is why he loves the Lord so much.
但是从玛利亚里给我们看到，完全推翻我们的想法。
But you see, from Mary, our hypothesis is completely disproven.
她是一个常常在那里想。
She is one who always has her own thoughts.
或者是常常在那里思想揣摩神的心意。
And she is always there trying to seek after the Lord's will.
或者她得着神的话的时候，没有随便放掉。
Or when she receives the Lord's word, she doesn't let it go easily.
所以呢，神就用她。
And therefore, God used her.
所以她说呢，她是以不她愿意把自己身体献上。
Therefore, she was willing to offer up her own body.
所以她情愿照主的话成就在她自己的身上。
So she was willing for God's will to be fulfilled on her.
那另外呢？她去，后来她被圣灵，就是她因为圣灵怀孕之后
，and after she was pregnant through the Holy Spirit，
结果呢，她又跑去她的那个就是撒加利亚的家去
，and then she went to Zacharias's house，
见到伊丽莎伯
，and she saw Elizabeth。
那伊丽莎伯呢，被圣灵充满
，and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit。
那就说了一段话
，and she said a passage.
那玛利亚呢？她也开口赞美主。
And Mary also opened her mouth and praised the Lord.
玛利亚这个名字很特别哈。
Mary is a very special name.
玛利亚这个名字就跟旧约那个米利安呢，我看到原文好像是对等的字。
You see, Mary in the New Testament is equivalent to Michael in the Old Testament.
Marian.
Marian.
那个米利安呢？其实他的意思就是背叛的意思。
Miriam, the meaning is rebellion.
所以你知道哈，这个名字它名字是一个叛逆的名字。
Therefore, you see the name is means rebellion.
可是它的反应呢是一个顺服的反应。
But the reaction is an obedient one.
所以这个人好像代表我们这个人天然上是一个叛逆神的人。
It shows that in nature we are rebellious.
但是呢，因为神的恩典、神的怜悯呢，我们顺服神。
But because of God's grace and His mercy, we are obedient.
他说：“我的魂尊主伟大。”
She says, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
我的魂就是我的心思、情感、意志，全人呢被主充满，让主作为，让主伟大。
My soul, my whole being is filled with the Lord.
但是呢，我的魂能够尊主伟大，不是平白无故的。
But my soul is not magnifying the Lord for nothing.
他的魂尊主伟大，是因为他的灵呢，以神我的救主为乐。
The reason her soul magnifies the Lord is because her spirit was rejoiced in the Lord her Savior.
我现在我没有办法解释说他这个乐呢是在他被圣灵充满之前呢，还充满之后。
I cannot explain whether this rejoicing is before or after she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是我相信呢，当神照他的话成就在他身上的时候，同时呢，他就喜乐起来。
But I believe when the Lord's words was fulfilled on her, she was joyful.
所以呢，他的灵呢，身上又跳了。
Therefore, her spirit was jumping.
因为你知道，我们有时候哈，一讲到神的旨意啊，我们就很愁苦。
You know, oftentimes, whenever we talk about the Lord's will, we are very sad.
或者我们说神的，神有一件事要借着我成就呢，就觉得哎呀，担子很重。
And sometimes we see, when we think that the Lord wants to fulfill His will through us, we feel the burden is heavy.
不要说跳了，连站很都站不起来。
Let's not talk about jumping. We cannot even stand.
所以他的光景跟我们情况完全不同。
But her state is completely different.
啊，他真的面临的危机是超过我们想象的。
The danger she faced surpasses our imagination.
但是呢，她里面所得着的那个喜乐呢，也超过我们想象。
But the joy she has in her is also beyond our imagination.
所以她那个喜乐是跳的，跳一直会跳跃。
Therefore, her joy was lively. It is a living, jumping joy.
可能谈恋爱的人，这个会发生这个情形。
Perhaps those who are dating can experience such a state.
啊，这个两情相悦的时候，你可能是发生这个情形。
When two people love each other, perhaps you will experience that.
但是那个还算是可能比较属魂的层面大一点。
But that has more of a soul aspect to it.
但这个是从灵里面来的。
But this comes from the spirit.
所以呢，灵里面它跳跃。然后魂里面的尊主伟大。
And she was alive. She was jumping in her spirit, and therefore magnifies the Lord in her soul.
而且身体呢为主摆上。
And she offered up her body.
我相信在她身上，她是觉得这是一个怎么讲，很美，而且是很喜悦，而且很轻松的事情。
I believe for her, this is a very beautiful, joyful, and easy thing.
在彼得前书有这么一句话。
In First Peter it says,
就是说当我们经过火一般的试炼的时候。
It says, after we go through a trial such as a firing trial,
你因为在神面有信心。
Because of your faith before the Lord,
神就给你满有荣光的大喜了。
The Lord will give you a joy that is fully glorious.
那个喜乐呢，是带着荣耀出现的。
This joy is manifested with glory.
那个喜乐也是会跳的，是同一个字。
And that is the same word. It is a joy that jumps.
你知道我们还没有遇到这个逼迫试炼。
You know, we have not faced persecution.
我们就很忧愁啊，很忧愁。
And we are already very worrisome.
是吧？很多弟兄姊妹都是这样。
Many brothers and sisters are like that.
其实逼迫也没有来。
But persecution has not even come.
还没有到。
It hasn't even come yet.
但是我们很忧愁，很忧愁。
But we are already very worrisome.
但是呢，彼得讲的刚好是另外一个情况。
But Peter is talking about a completely different thing.
是你处在极大的火一般试炼的逼迫里面。
It is when you are facing great trials of persecution.
但是你里面呢？却是满有荣光的大喜乐。
But inside you are filled with a glorious joy.
所以你不但不会觉得苦。
Therefore, not only do you not feel bitter.
而且呢，你要胜过所有一切的环境。
You will surpass all circumstances.
所以我们看一看，他为什么这么喜乐。
So let us see why is she so joyful.
所以他后面讲的那一段话都是跟着有关系。
All the verses that follows is connected to this.
而因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。
She says, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant, for behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed.
所以我们看到第一个点，就是他看到神的顾念。
Therefore, first of all, she has seen the Lord's regard.
神借着他把主耶稣的肉身带进来，是神顾念他。
God through her brought the flesh body of Jesus Christ. It is because the Lord cares, has regards for her.
你知道今天这跟我们看法差很多, 你知道吗?
You know, this is very different from our perspective.
今天主若有一件事情借我们成就,
if the Lord today wants to do something through us,
我们也是觉得, 我一定比别人了不起。
And oftentimes we think we are better than others.
我一定比别人好。
We are superior than others.
我一定比别人有什么不同的地方。
I must be different from others.
也许有不同。
Perhaps I'm different.
但是呢, 我们的心呢, 可能是骄傲的。
But our heart is proud.
但是呢, 玛利亚呢, 她经历这个事的时候,
But Mary, when she was experiencing this,
显明呢, 她站在她所当站的地位。
Reveal that she was standing where she was supposed to.
因为上一次我们提到,
because last time we mentioned,
玛利亚她知道她在神面前是什么个地位。
Mary knew what kind of position she stands before the Lord.
她说我是主的使女。
She said, I am a maid servant of the Lord.
我是主的女的奴隶。
I am a female slave of the Lord.
所以她知道。 他自己的地位,
therefore, she knows the place where she stands.
所以即使主的话, 主的工作从借他成就的时候, 他没有离开那个地位。
Therefore, even though the Lord's words, the Lord's work was being fulfilled through her, she did not leave her position.
有时候我们所发生的问题就是, 主稍微用我们一点。
Many times we have the problem when the Lord uses us a little bit.
我们就离开了我们当站的地位。
We leave the place where we are supposed to stand.
反而变成没有办法让主用。
And we come into a state where we cannot be used by the Lord anymore.
所以他看见主这件事情借着他成就，是主顾念他。
Therefore, she saw that this thing was being fulfilled through her was because the Lord has regards for her.
主顾念他呢，而且呢。 就是说他呢在他不但在主面前蒙福,
and the Lord has regarded her, not only will she be blessed before the Lord,
而且呢他成为主祝福的管道,
she will become a channel of blessings for the Lord.
今天你如果能够成为主祝福的管道是神顾念你,
today if you can become a channel for blessings for the Lord, it is because the Lord has blessed you.
有许多时候我们很轻看这个东西,
many times we look lightly upon this.
我们讲说要接受主的祝福, 我们呢就考虑考虑。
We have to think about it when we receive the blessings from God.
好像主要祝福我们还要求我们了。
It is as if the Lord has to beg us to give us blessings.
但是呢, 玛利亚她看见跟我们看见大不相同。
But what Mary saw was very different.
她说, 万代要称我有福。
She said, all generations will call me blessed.
她看见这个事情成就不只是她个人得到了恩典。
She saw that this thing being fulfilled is not only she herself receiving the blessing.
不止她蒙福。
Not only was she blessed.
世世代代的人都要蒙福。
All generations will be blessed.
那她呢, 成为那个祝福的管道。
And she will become that channel of blessing.
如果我们看清楚我们这个人的本相,
if we see the true nature of ourselves,
如果我们真的知道我们这个人不能带给别人祝福,
if we truly understand that we cannot bring blessings to others,
但有一天蒙神的怜悯,
but one day we receive mercy from God,
居然神的祝福可以借着我们送出去,
that God's blessing can go to others through us,
你里面要跳跃。Inside,
you have to be jumping.
神顾念我。God
has regarded me.
我这个人居然可以成为祝福别人的人。I
can become someone who bless others.
这是件大事情。That
is a great thing.
我本来带给人都伤害的。Before,
I am the one who brings pain to others.
我本来都叫人家很困难的。I
bring problems to others.
但今天，主他的祝福借着我们送出去。
But today, God's blessing can go to others through me.
所以这是一个很他里面雀跃的一个原因之一。
That is one reason why she's joyful inside.
另外呢, 还有一个就是他能够与神永恒，与神的伟大，与神伟大的工作，与神永恒的工作，与神救恩的工作能够有份。
And the other thing is that she can partake in God's mighty and great work, God's eternal work.
她看见，她说，接下一节就说哈，那有全能的为我成就了大事。
The next verse it says, For he who is mighty has done great things for me.
他的名为圣。
And holy is his name.
所以他看见神借着他所成就的事情不是一个普通的小事情。
Because she saw what God was doing through her is no small matter.
今天我们经历到救恩都与这个事有关。
Today, us receiving salvation is all related to this.
所以呢他看见神是那位有全能的，就是有能力的人。
She saw that God is the mighty one.
而且呢这件事情是神来做工。
And this is a thing that is done by God.
其实我们信主之后有个功课一直在学习。
There's something we are constantly learning after we believe.
有的人学得好一点，有的人呢就学得差一点。
Some people learn it well, others learn it poorly.
有的人呢就根本不学。
And others don't learn it at all.
什么功课呢？
What is this lesson?
就学习让路给神。
It is learning to stand aside and give God the way.
神就是那位有全能的人，有全能的神。
God is a mighty God.
他是全能的。
He is mighty.
他有他的计划和工作。
He has his plan and he has his work.
如果我们不知道，我们就不会欣赏他。
If we do not know, then we do not know how to appreciate him.
但是当你一旦知道了看清楚了，看准了。
But once you know, once you fully understand,
而你愿意把你自己摆在他的手中，
once you clearly see and you are willing to put yourself in his hands,
而让他用他奇妙的手来做工，
and use his amazing, and allow his amazing hands to do the work,
那当他成就的时候，
there, and when he fulfills,
你里面会跳。
Then when he fulfills, inside you will be jumping.
为什么会跳？
Why will you be jumping?
是他做的。
Because he did it.
他成就的。
Because he fulfilled.
他照他旨意成就的。
Because he fulfilled it according to his will.
他照他的方法成就的。
He fulfilled it according to his method.
他显明他的大能。
He manifested his mighty power.
我让路给他，就是与他同工。
When I stand aside and give him the way, I am working with him.
而且呢，让我更多的看见他奇妙的作为。
And allow me to see more of his amazing work.
你知道神他的作为和他的道路常常显明呢，他是分别为圣的。
You know, God's method, God's work often manifests that he is sanctified, he's sanctified, he's different.
你如果没有让路给他，让他显明他是分别为圣，你就怎么样猜不透他是分别为圣。
If you have not stand aside to allow him to allow him to do the work, then you will not see that he is sanctified.
因为那不是只是一个道理。
Because it is not just a theory.
神呢，他就照他的方式来做工。
God will do his work according to his way.
而且主也要我们这样祷告是，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And the Lord wants us to pray that hallowed be thy name.
那事实上呢，我们就是要经历他的作为和他的道路。
In actuality, we need to experience his work and his way.
在启示录里面有一批人。
In the book of Revelation, there's a group of people.
他们唱摩西的歌和神羔羊的歌。
They sing the hymns of Moses and the hymns of the Lamb of God.
你知道他唱什么吗？
Do you know what they are singing?
他说，主神全能者啊。
It says, Lord God Almighty.
也许我们翻一下，启示录第十五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 15.
十五章第三节，第四节。
Chapter 15 verse 3 and 4.
好，第三节，唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉，奇哉，万世之王啊，你的道途亦哉，成哉。
Revelation chapter 15 verse 3, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your work, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints.
第四节说，主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归于你的名呢？因为独有你 是圣的，万民都要来在你面前敬拜，因你公义的作为已经显出来了。
Verse 4, Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, and all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested.
所以你看这里有一批人。
Therefore, you see there's a group of people here.
他丰富的经历神的工作和神的道路。
They abundantly experience God's work and God's way.
他经历到一个地步，当他赞美的时候，他说赞美说，主，主啊，主神全能者，你的作为大哉，奇哉。
They experience it to such a great extent that when they sing, they say, Great and marvelous are your works.
今天我们弟兄姊妹有几个会赞美说，主啊，你的作为大哉，奇哉。
Today, how many of us, brothers and sisters, can praise the Lord to say, Great and marvelous are your works?
这可见这里面他看见一个超越人所平常人所看见的东西。
Therefore, we see that they saw something that surpasses what normal people see.
作为好像就是一个好像一个神迹奇事一个神迹奇事一样，一点一点的。
Work it seems to be pieces, miraculous works one after the other.
然后他另外一个赞美说：“万世之王啊，你的道途亦哉成哉。”
And then it says, O King of the saints, just and true are your ways.
他看见主，看见神的王权。
They saw the power, the sovereignty of God.
而且呢，当神有许多的作为显出来之后。
And after God has manifested many of his ways.
好像就指出一条道路出来。
It is as if he has pointed out a way.
你当我们经历神迹奇事，你有没有发现，你经历很多神迹奇事的时候，好像有一条路就显出来。
Have you felt many after experiencing many miraculous signs? It is as if a way has appeared before you.
如果你经历不够多，大概不会感觉。
If you haven't experienced enough, then perhaps you do not feel it.
如果你经历够多，你会有机会发现。
If you experience it much, then you will see.
你神迹奇事在圣经里面。有一个意思，也是记号的意思。
A miracles has another meaning in the scripture, which is sign.
你跑高速公路是不是很多记号啊
？Do you see many signs on the highway?
我们从这里要跑到 Parsippany， 要经过多少记号
？How many signs do we pass from here to Parsippany?
那你这几个记号通通把它连起来，是不是像一条路呢
？If you connect all these signs, does it not look like a way?
你的道途亦哉，成哉。
Just and true are your ways.
就是那整条路都是公义的，都是对的。
It is to say that entire way is just and true.
一路上都是真的，真理的，属乎真理，就是在神面前完全是没有虚假的。
All the way, everything is according to God's truth. There is nothing false.
而且呢，神用他的作为。用他的道路显明他完全分别为圣。
And God through His work and through His way shows that He is fully sanctified.
所以今天如果你再称他的名为圣，那就不是个道理了。
Today, if you say "Hallowed be His name," that is not a doctrine anymore.
你知道有时候我们说啊，神的名尊为圣，那只是好像你的感觉上是这样。
Many times we say, Hallowed be thy name. It is as if we're only feeling it.
那常常我们还是把它踩在脚底下。
And many times we stamp it beneath our feet.
但这里是真的看见神的名是分别为圣的。
But here you are truly seeing that the Lord's name is sanctified.
所以我是很鼓励弟兄姊妹多经历主呢。
Therefore, I very much encourage brothers and sisters to encourage, I encourage you to experience God.
有时候我也搞不懂，有些弟兄姊妹就怕人家经历主。
Sometimes I don't understand why brothers and sisters are afraid that others will experience God.
我的感觉，弟兄姊妹，你越经历主，你越爱主，你就越有前途。
My own feeling, the more you experience the Lord, the more you, the better is your future. The more you love the Lord, and the better is your future.
你越不经历主，你虽然道理懂越多，可能你离主越远。
If you don't experience Him, even if you understand much theory, much doctrine, but you are still far from the Lord.
可能我们原来的想法、看法是错的。
Perhaps our original thoughts and perceptions were wrong.
但是呢。 你多多经历他的工作，然后被他带到一条路出来。
But if you experience his work and allow him to lead you on a way.
如果你是一个柔软的人。
If you are a soft, a gentle person.
如果你是一个在神面前愿意谦卑的人。
If you are a humble person before the Lord.
如果你真的愿意把自己奉献交托在主的手上的人。
If you are willing to offer yourself up and put yourself in God's hand,
总有一天主要让你知道说他的作为大哉其哉。
Then one day God will show you how great and marvelous is His work.
总有一天他要让你知道他的道途一哉成哉。
Then one day He will show you that just and true are His ways.
我自己也是因为经历这样过来的。
I myself experienced it.
我曾经经历很多神迹奇事。
I have experienced many signs and miracles.
但是我还是很迷糊,
but I was still very confused.
还是搞不懂,
still don't understand.
那主并没有放弃我,
but God did not give up on me.
就让我经历更多,
he allowed me to experience even more.
让他更多地向我说话,
and then he spoke to me more.
而且呢,
and then, of course, he also had much work of discipline on me.
因为你不是 他的作为大哉其哉不是都照我的意思啊。
Because in order for his work to be great and marvelous, you cannot do it according to my ways.
他的作为大哉就照他的意思啊。
His work to be great and marvelous, it is according to his will.
其实如果都照我的意思，你不会敬拜神的。
If you do everything according to my way, then you do not even worship God.
如果神每一件事情都照你的意思,
if God does everything according to your will,
我看你要敬拜是敬拜你自己。
Then I see, I think that you're worshiping yourself.
你不会敬拜神。
You will not worship God.
神不会比你聪明吗?
Because God is not smarter than you.
他想的没有比你高明吗?
Because what he thought of is not higher than yours.
他做的没有超过你的认识、你的视线、你的就不能超越你嘛。
He cannot surpass you.
但是主若怜悯我们，就让我们看见他是远远远远超过我们。
But if God has mercy on us, then He will show us that He far surpasses us.
所以那有全能的为我成就了大事。
Therefore, the great one has done the mighty one has done great work for me.
他的名为圣。
And holy is His name.
她里面跳。
Her inside was jumping.
这叫她里面更加的喜乐。
So that she is even more joyful inside.
你有没有因为主在你身上的作为？ 叫你跳起来。
Have you, because of God's work on you, are you jumping inside?
当你看见神照他的旨意成就的时候, 如果你的眼睛是开的, 你应该会跳起来。
If your eyes are open and you see God's will has been fulfilled, then your inside will be jumping.
好, 我今天再讲另外一点就好。
I will talk about one more point today.
他怜悯敬畏 他的人，直到世世代代。
And it says, His mercy is on those who fear Him from generation to generation.
神的怜悯。
God's mercy.
我们有诗歌说，神的怜悯是我的诗歌。
Many times we say, God's mercy is our hymn, is our song.
认识神的怜悯。 是有福的事情。
To understand God's mercy, to know His mercy is a very blessed thing.
认识神的怜悯真的会让你再跳起来的。
To know God's mercy will make you jump.
认识神的怜悯,
你就发现我们在神面前一直都有路的。
To know His mercy, you will see that you will always have a way before God.
神是爱，神是公义。
God is love, God is just, His righteousness.
神同时也是怜悯。
And God at the same time is also mercy.
神在我们身上不晓得给我们多少的恩典。
God has given us so much grace.
但是我们不得不承认。
But we cannot but admit.
我们这一个人实在太会得罪他。
But we so often offend him.
太会远离他。远离。
We so easily get far away from him.
我们有时候做了一件事情，我们自己都不能原谅自己。
Many times we do things that we cannot even forgive ourselves.
我们甚至觉得我们在神面前没有机会了。
And sometimes we feel as if we have no more chance before God.
神不要我们。
God doesn't want us anymore.
但是你如果认识他的怜悯。
But if you know His mercy.
不管你的状况多糟糕。
Then no matter how bad is your state.
请你记得他是怜悯的神。
Please remember, He is a God of mercy.
你如果会来支取他的怜悯。
If you can receive mercies from Him.
你会发现你认识神，你依靠神，是何等有福的事情。
Then you will see to know God is how blessed that is.
蒙怜悯的人，显明他是完全的不配。
Those who receive mercy manifest that they are completely unworthy.
他没有跟神讨价还价的任何一点的筹码。
There is nothing, they have nothing to negotiate over.
他只有让神真是因着他的怜悯白白的给他。
That he can only receive freely from God because of his grace.
所以不论我们光景多么坏。
Therefore, no matter how bad is our state.
不论我们做了得罪主多严重的事情。
No matter how badly we offended him,
记得他是怜悯的神。
Remember, he is the God of mercy.
你无依无靠的来仰望他的怜悯。
When you go before him helplessly and look upon his mercy,
你常常会经历事情的转机。
Then you will often experience the turning point.
我自己是经历这样很多。
I have much experience in this.
眼看着前面完全没有路了。
You see that there is no way before you.
眼看着完全没有机会了。
You see that there is no more opportunities, no more chance.
不知道怎么祷告。
You don't even know how to pray.
不知道往哪里去。
Don't know where you're going.
我记得他是怜悯的神。
I remember he is God of mercy.
神的怜悯。
God's mercy.
你要记得他的怜悯。
You have to remember His mercy.
你如果经历到一个地步，
If you experience Him to a point,
丰富到一个地步，
If you experience Him abundantly to a point,
你里面不能不跳起来，
That inside of you, you cannot but jump.
圣经也给我们看见，
The scripture also shows us,
那个对主认识越来越多的人，
Those who know Him more,
他不是发现自己越来越好，
They do not see that they are getting better.
他发现自己越来越需要主的怜悯。
They will see more and more how much they need God's mercy.
他需要支取主的怜悯。
They need to take God's mercy.
当然这讲说，所以玛利亚她看见这件事情。
Mary saw this.
你想说，主耶稣借着他道成肉身。
You see, Lord Jesus Christ became flesh through her.
哇，我这个身体不得了。
Oh, I have such a great body.
对不对？
Is that right?
今天我们那些什么教什么教的人，也没有这些事情，他就觉得他的身体都不得了了。
There are many different religious out there who look highly upon their own flesh.
创造宇宙的至高神，借着一个人道成肉身。
The mighty God who created the universe is coming in flesh through a person.
这个人是不是？哇！ 我是宇宙当中最不得了的一个人。
Then this person, is she not the greatest person in this universe?
但你发现呢，玛利亚呢，完全没有那个味道。
But you see, Mary is not like that at all.
她说她是蒙神的怜悯。
She said she is the one who is receiving mercy from God.
而她说呢，这有个秘诀。
But she said there's a secret here.
她说她的怜悯，她怜悯敬畏她的人，直到世世代代。
It says he has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation.
这个怜悯呢，是神的怜悯呢，叫玛利亚与神旨意的成就有份。
God's mercy allowed Mary to partake in his will.
我们有时候提神的旨意。
Sometimes we talk about God's will.
但不过对我们只是一个名词。
But for us, it's just a name.
与我们的生活没有关系。
It is complete. It is not connected with our life.
与我们这个人没有关系。
It is not connected with us.
与我们的工作，与我们的教会也没有关系。
It also has no relationship to our work and to our church.
只是讲给人家听一听，好像比较好像层次高一点啊，提着神的旨意。
It is you only use it to talk to others as if you are at a higher state.
但是呢，玛利亚呢，神的旨意叫她成就的时候，她说这是神的怜悯。
But for Mary, when God's will was being fulfilled through her, she said it is God's mercy.
神的旨意要成就，不但我们需要明白。
For God's will to be fulfilled, it is not only for us to understand.
我们不但需要知道。
Not only do we have to know.
我们不但要愿意。
Not only do we need to be willing,
更重要的是神的怜悯要临到我们。
But more importantly, God's mercy has to come upon us.
不然我们凭自己是没有可能成就神的旨意的。
Because by us, relying on us, it is impossible to fulfill God's will.
而我们看玛利亚她在这个情况底下。
We see Mary in this circumstances.
她好像告诉我们一个秘诀。
She's telling us a secret.
你要得着神的怜悯呢，有个秘诀，就是你要敬畏神。
She's saying to have God's mercy, there's a secret. It is you have to fear Him.
这敬畏神，他因为他敬畏神，所以呢，神的怜悯呢，把神的旨意借着他来成就。
Because she's godly, because she fears God, God's will was fulfilled through her.
所以这让我们可以比较明白。
So now we can understand.
有一些弟兄呢，主借着他们来宣告神的旨意。
Some brothers, God announces His will through them.
而且呢，也仰望主把他的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
And you look upon them for God's will to be fulfilled on earth as it is in heaven.
你会看他在台上在那里讲的时候。好像高高在上。
You see them when they're standing at the podium to preach as if they are standing high up.
可是他到台下来的时候，他好像比别人都还要低。
But when they walk off the stage, it is as if they are even lower than others.
因为他知道他在神面前什么样的地位。
Because they know how they stand before God.
他敬畏神。
He fears God.
他知道他在神面前是什么地位。
He knows his place before God.
他当然也知道他在人当中是到底应该站在什么位置。
And of course he knows how he should stand among men.
所以这里玛利亚告诉我们说，敬畏神是得到神怜悯的一个秘诀。
Here Mary is telling us that to fear God is a secret to having His mercy.
而敬畏神的人呢，他有一个特性。
And those who fear God has a special characteristic.
他如果真正的敬畏神，
If he is truly godly, truly fears God,
他就会照着神旨意站在他所当站的地位上。
Then he will stand in the place that he's supposed to stand according to God's will.
你知道我们得救哈，我们地位上有很大的转变。
You know, after we are saved by grace, there is a great change in our position.
我想今天没有时间再讲这一方面。
We don't have time to talk about this today.
但是真的跟地位有关系。
But this is truly related to your position.
你站在什么地位，就会有什么地位的反应。
Where you stand, that is how you will see the reaction.
你站错的位置，你就没有办法做对的事情。
If you don't stand at the right place, you cannot do the right thing.
所以敬畏神的人呢，他可以站在神要他站的那个对的位置上面。
Therefore, those who are godly can stand at the place where they are supposed to stand.
所以不但是在神面前，同时也是在人面前。
Not only before God, but also before men.
而在诗篇里面有一句话。
In Psalm, there is a verse.
他说，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。
It says, God is close, Lord God is close to those who fear him.
而他必将自己的约指示他们。
And he will reveal to them his covenant.
所以你若敬畏神。
If you fear God,
不但你愿意亲近神。
Not only are you willing to be close to him,
好像神呢，他也主动的来跟你亲近。
And it is as if the Lord himself will personally come and be close to you as well.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。
The Lord Jehovah is close to those who fear him.
那我们的敬畏是有着害怕的意思，对不对？
To fear him, it is as if you're afraid.
就我们这一段，我们如果害怕一个人，就离他远远的。
But if we fear someone, if we're afraid of someone, then we'll stay far away from him.
但是呢，你如果真的敬畏神呢，神呢反而跟你呢不会疏远。
But if you truly fear the Lord, then he will not be far from you.
更亲密。
He will become even closer with you.
所以敬畏是件很重要的事情。
Therefore, to fear him is very important.
但敬畏谈的敬畏很多的，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，对不对？认识至圣者便是聪明。
There are many things. There are many verses like that. To fear the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是必得什么生命啊、知识啊，什么都很多东西的。
To fear the Lord is to have wisdom and to have life. There are many things that are associated with it.
所以这里就特别讲说，你敬畏神呢，你跟神的关系会更加的亲密。
So here it says, if you fear him, then your relationship will be closer with him.
而带来另外一件事情，他必将自己的约指示你们。
To a point that he will show you his own covenant.
就是神的心意要向你显明。
That is, God's will be revealed to you.
神的旨意要启示你。
He will reveal to you his will.
所以你越亲近神。
Therefore, the closer you are to God,
你越敬畏神。
The more you fear him.
你应该人生的方向会越来越清楚。
Then the direction of your life will become more clear.
而且呢，你很容易得到雀跃的喜乐。
And you will very easily have that jumping joy.
好，我想时间的缘故，我必须停在这里。
Because of time, I have to stop here.
主若愿意，我们还可以再交通一次。
And if the Lord is willing, we shall have one more fellowship.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些的话无依无靠的带到你的面前。
Lord, we put these words before you helplessly.
只有你能够给我们第一手的启示。
Only you can give us the first-hand revelation.
也只有你能够带我们进入一切的实际。
And only you can bring us into the truth of all things.
求主照你的旨意，做人所不能做的工作。
Lord, according to your will, do the work that men cannot do.
但愿你在教会里面得着预备你第二次来的器皿。
We pray that you have the instruments you need for your second coming.
让你的荣耀彰显。
So that your glory can be manifested.
把羞辱归给仇敌。
So the shame can be to the enemy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.